everyone. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I love to talk to you, and this is a show called Radiance by Design. And for most of you who get my little flyer, I'm changing its subject. My little weekly flyer said we're going to talk about death. We're going to talk about living every day into our death. I'm reading the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying, which I think I read years ago, but I'm rereading it with a great deal of diligence. And it's all about our death. Everybody has a death, right? And it's all about how you live your life tells you how you're going to die and how far you'll go once you die. So that's what I really want to talk about. But because I have a special guest tonight who's coming on at 7:20, her name is Serene Stevenson, and she's got a long history in American politics, in studying politics, in the American economic system, the American government development. She's quite an educator from many years back. She also is a metaphysician and a counselor. She's quite an amazing woman. And way back in the 70s, she started a thing called Us for Precedent, and spelled like P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-T. Some of you have seen it up on my Facebook or her Facebook or someone else's Facebook. Us for Precedent means that we should take charge of our lives and not be sucked in by spin and all that kind of stuff, and really create into the dreams and expansions that we want in our lives. So because she's setting up a mock election on Sunday, which is for kids and for adults, and it's really a big dramatic festival kind of time, I said, well, why don't you come on the air and some people could call in and ask her what she's trying to do. What is she doing? What does it mean, Us for Precedent? Very, very bright woman. And so I'm expecting your call tonight. Sometimes you guys forget to call in. Some of you listen and don't call. Please call in. I'm going to do a very short meditation. And then we're going to bring her on the air at 7:20. That's West Coast time. I don't know what time it is at your house, but it might not be 7:20, right, if you're not on the West Coast. So call in at 7:20 and talk to Serene Stevenson, who's also known, and you can check her blog, GrandmaSaysBlogspot.com. She has a lot of ideas and ideals regarding politics and really wants to orient kids to thinking and dreaming their future, and big kids like you and like me as well. So here we are in the middle of a flurry of spins, or a spinning flurry, or whatever you want to call it, a time of creative angst and creative chaos. It's a really good time to learn how to create your future, create your reality, and envision. So I think that's a super idea. And the first thing I want us to do for our meditation is I want us to call in the presence. Let's call in the being of light and truth. Let's call in, and we know that the universal downloads are tremendous, and we know that in many, many dimensions, we have beings of light and truth, beings of consciousness that want to instill in us that confidence, that wisdom, that brilliance that each of us can own. But sometimes you have to stop, take a couple of breaths. One more. And in the name of the highest beings that you pray to and I pray to, again, let's call in the presence. And I've been involved in the oneness movement recently. I'm not usually a belonger, but anyway, I'm really gaining a lot from this movement, which has kind of been instigated from India. And one of the first things from Amma Bhagavan, who together create an avatar. But anyway, one of the first things they teach us is to go inside, and this is something you know about and I know about, so it's not news, it's just their organization helps a little bit. So if you go inside and call forth that being, that awareness in you that's divine, that's divinity, that's it. Just call in your focus, your attention, your vibrations on your divinity. And as you know, the word namaste means kind of, Hello, I recognize and salute the divinity in you from the divinity in me. And oftentimes, if you can't stand someone, for example, and they're talking away, to look and pray, call in the presence even more intensely and look into their eyes and recognize the divinity in them. You get a little help when you do it that way. It's not up to you and your ego and your defense and your history and your lineage and your hoo-ha. You get a lot of help, and it streamlines that kind of consciousness. All right, so let's do a really fast calling into the sacred geometrics, although I'm really liking this feeling of, do you get the feeling of the presence? I love that we're just buzzing away here. And above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball, and below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. Let's drop the four-sided pyramid to about waist height, and then upside down, meeting it where the upside down pyramid point goes into the lower golden ball. So you got an up pyramid and a down pyramid. Together they create a diamond or an octahedron. Inside of that there's a crystal ball. And inside of that there's a star tetrahedron or the Merkaba. And inside that Merkaba there you are spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and enjoying the presence that's in you as if you're spinning and your divinity is getting a big bang out of it, right? Spinning and spinning and spinning. Good. And now we're just going to do one little envision today. Let's just take a look at our magical screen whilst we're spinning. And I want you to see yourself moving into a future for this country, for example, and it can be of any place you want, but I'll just, for example, use it as this country, and see in this country how you want to dream the future. What do you see for this country? Yeah, I want you to feel it and see it. Possibilities. I see win-win. I always thought, you know, America's kind of a crazy country. I come from Canada. But America's got this really strong light, and you kind of know that a lot goes on here. There's a lot of that rugged individualism. There's a lot of invention. There's a lot of creation. And there's this kind of almost an elbowing feeling of like, let's go, let's go, let's do it, right? And it doesn't go through everybody in America, but it's a really kind of predominant feeling. So when I'm doing my dream, I see people having the courage to do their entrepreneurial things, to do their, magical creations, to do... We learned about a thing called the Khan Academy, a fellow who's running a brand new education system that's rippling all around the world. And Kane's Arcade, the little kid who built the slot machine out of cardboard, and it went all around the world. And the number of amazing light beings that have risen in America, and how it's a place where some things can be really awful because there's a lot of power here. But some of the most innovative and exciting envisioning goes on here as well. I know it goes on all over the world, but I often think America is a place that can lead the light, you know, kind of make it marketable and marketed. So I want to believe that right now, and I want to see it as an unfolding light moving out into the world. And I want to see the boundaries or the... nationalism kind of melted because the flow will be for a win-win for everyone. Good. And there's enough resources for everyone to eat well, and that there's enough in government beings, there's enough regulation to make sure everything is kind of kept in order, not too much, and that the money is well distributed. And if we don't use money, we use a really good barter system. I think we probably need money because bartering is a little tricky sometimes. I could be wrong. You can phone in and tell me about that. And I want to see all kinds of creativity, writing, speaking, dancing. And I want to see that flow around and around the world as well, nurturing Mother Earth and the atmosphere. And also my dream is to feel the presence and to feel multidimensional vibrations moving through us all at will. I see people using energy of all kinds to really foment their own evolution, transformation, and a win-win of healing for everyone. And that we learn to run our lives according to visions that are in cahoots with the higher. Yeah, I know that there'll always be darker stuff too, because we all have that in us. But I want us to make it fashionable to reach for the higher consciousness. And how does that feel? My body really buzzes when we say that. And that love ripples through everyone, and the music's just great, and the colors are wonderful. Yeah. And then let's bring in some new streams of very harmonizing light from out into the universe. Bring them in through the tops of your head and down through your heart, out your arms and your hands. And then send that light out to where there's suffering on the planet, individuals or places or pieces of the earth or anything you know that needs to be uplifted and vibrated at a higher level. Good. And let's send it around and around and around our planet until it's just radiating this wonderful pinky, goldy, yellow, purple light. Yeah. And it's just covering the earth, so it's like an atmosphere. And now have it come back into your hands, up your arms, up through your heart, up through your neck, through the top of your, right up through the top of your head, straight out into the great central sun, and back down through your head, shoot through your spine, and right into the earth. Good. And now you get to step out of your double tetrahedron or your Merkaba or however you call it. Step out and step into, and, oh, yeah, we're going to spin just a little bit more in our star tetrahedron, just give it another spin. And then step into this room with me. How are you tonight? We're about to call Serene, and it's really going to be interesting. Remember, she's doing she, at 80 years old, for her 80th birthday, outfitted a van with us for precedent on the side. And she's been popping around, encouraging people to pay attention to this, setting up little rallies. And on the weekend, she's setting up a mock convention called the Unconventional Convention. If you go into Facebook, if you go into my Facebook page, you'll be able to see it there, and you'll be able to listen to a couple of her interviews. There was one with me, which is going to be up on Facebook tomorrow, and it was at Paradigm Shifters from a couple of weeks ago. There's a fellow named Joe, the Joe Show here in Bellingham, the half-hour interviews with him, and we're going to get her to talk to us tonight. And we're going to send out this appeal for people to come and share their ideas. If you've got ideas, you can Facebook her. Say you're living in the East Coast. You can Facebook her, Serene Stevenson, or Grandma Says, and let her know what kind of questions you have or ideas that you have for the Unconventional Convention on Sunday. Isn't it great that we're all one and we can connect with each other so fast? So here's the phone number if you want to call in. Is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Now, Grandma, what she's lovingly called, she's not on yet, so you still have time to call in and talk to me, or else call and talk to Grandma about her brilliant idea. She's got a really astute comprehension of politics. One of the things I want us all to do is learn that in the middle of the spin, I know I'm not the only one that's been a little confused by some of the spin rhetoric by would-be presidents and other elected officials, but it's really tricky, isn't it, when you think about media and media monopoly and all that, to think of how to avoid having your head spun by the spin. And as far as I can figure, the only way to do it is to get inside, meditate, do some major breathing exercises, and meditate and drop into center. And then you start to know and you start to resonate with what's really not true and what is. But also the other thing is to then create your own visualization of what it is you want. Create the dream. And Jackie's team is going to be on with us after this show at 8 o'clock, top of the hour, And they're always reminding us, don't look at the stuff that you're frustrated by. Look at the visions that you want to create. Release, and this is what my guides are always saying, is release in yourself anything to do with resistance, competition, greed, the things that seem to be running the planet, because it all emanates from each of us, doesn't it? And I guess as a species, we haven't gone very far yet because some of the greed is still dominating, isn't it? So we're going to talk politics, but not capital P. We're going to talk how we do it, metaphysical politics. Are you on, Serene?
I'm on, but I can't hear you very well.
You can't hear me? Well, I'm going to have to yodel, I guess. Welcome to Radiance by Design. Maybe it's your cell phone. We might have to call you on the other line.
I think it's okay now.
Okay. I was just telling people that they have to call in and talk to you, but I also told them that they could send in suggestions for Sunday's unconventional convention onto your Facebook as well. I hope you accept that.
Oh, that would be terrific, because part of what we want to do is look at what issues are the most common so that we can talk about it and learn about it and then have the process of agreeing and then in unison, do it. You know, have something you're trying, and that's the process we're going to work on at the unconventional convention. Is practice doing the process of transformation of consciousness, which is really a step by step process.
Can you walk us through it?
What was that?
Can you walk us through it?
Yes, I think it's like the goal is oneness.
Okay.
And what we have to do is go inside and really be aware of how our body really works and what kind of information it can give you. And we're a very head-tripping society, the Western society that we live in, and what I learned from my teacher, Oscar Chazo, was that the inner knowing is what we call the gut, you know, the feeling of, for example, if a car is approaching and it's aiming for you, you don't say, I wonder if I should move right or left, or, I mean, it's when you have instant knowing of what's right for you, and it's like the animal part of us that we've learned to distrust. And then the heart, of course, when the focus of that is your breath. Your breath starts there and connects with the earth or mother. You know, it's the fire of us. It's not our sexual energy. It's our life force itself that connects us with Mother Earth.
Yay.
And so you start the consciousness there and pull it up to your heart. And no one can describe to anybody else what it feels like to be happy. You know, it's just such a unique, wonderful feeling of joy and satisfaction. And that's what you breathe into your heart, and then the breath continues up to the upper part of your lungs, and that's the energy that feeds your head. And one of the things that is very important to learn if you want to transform your consciousness is that you can't get any new information if you have a clogged up head. And in a sense,
that's true.
our heads are all our computer. We got everything stored that's ever happened to us. And sometimes it's worthwhile to check back and get some information. But in reality, you only get new information when you learn how to quiet your head. You know, not thinking of the past or thinking of the future, or even oftentimes you have conversations with someone who's not even there. You know, I would have said that to him or whatever. You know. So that when you learn how to quiet your head, and you can do so with by being more conscious of your breath. Once you have that skill done, you have an opportunity to experience yourself as the oneness, because you've got yourself together. Your physical, your emotional, and your mental centers are tuned into one another. And it's a very, very real oneness. And we tend to think if we see it or we hear it or we say it, that something is ought to happen. But that's really an expression of our head trip.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, what's going to happen on Sunday, Serene?
I'm going to teach. Good. I'm going to teach this simple process that I boiled down after about, 30 years, 40 years of spiritual work to something really practical. So I'm going to teach this breath process. That's the one thing. And I do something simple called the shakeout. We're going to start by the way you can get rid of what you're carrying into the unconvention, you know, like being late or I wonder if I'm hungry, I wonder if they have water, you know, being able to get out of your head and being present in the present studio is the immediate goal, and it's called the shakeout. Hmm. If you're listening, stand up and shake everything and yell for about a minute, and it just chases everything out of you, you know. It gives you energy and gets rid of what you're carrying that you need to leave at the door so that you can get, you know, you're ready for fresh information.
Great. And are you going to have children there? Are you going to get the kids to do that too?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. This is the first time I will have ever taught a very young group with an elder group and in a big group. So I'm going to teach the basics of metaphysics and oneness in about 15 to 20 minutes.
Wow.
To these young people, it's so fun. They're really responding. Parents are bringing their kids, and we have people, young people, from 5 to 18. And in this unconvention, these are the people who do not have a vote in our society. But our unconvention is going to give them a voice.
Now, how are they? Are they going to create? Are they going to create their own mock system, or are they going to be talking about Romney and Obama?
Oh no! Uh-uh. They're going to be talking about their vision. You know, we talk about they're going to talk about their vision and what they think we as elders need to do to make sure their vision can be realized. They're going to describe the world they want, the life they want from all age voices, and Drew is going to help them put together a theatrical piece, which they're going to come and present. Her goal is to have a manifesto of these young voices about their vision and where their heart is about their lives. And
now, you mentioned Drew, isn't she? Does she teach theater?
What was that?
Who is Drew?
Oh, I'm sorry. Drew Robinson is the head of the Children's Theater Company in Bellingham. And she is brilliant, and her ability to bring out anybody's creativity in a dramatic form is just amazing. And that she's going to work with these young people is just... It's worth, if you have kids between 5 and 18, come with them and see if we can really learn the process of transformation.
Have you experienced this before? Have you ever had that experience with kids where they could dream the future with you?
No, I haven't. Have you had that experience?
Only in snippets. I think it's a really wonderful exit, because I have taught school before. I've only had it in snippets where they're talking some futurized fantasies, but I know they're just really rich with it. And when she says manifesto.
I know if you're listening, it's amazing to find out how wise children are. You have to really listen or you might miss it. And my experience is they certainly know more than we think, because we don't expect them to be at the level of consciousness the kids are. We need to strive to get to their level of consciousness, which is, you know, letting things go quickly and going on to the next thing and anticipating the fun of something new, and also to watch kids use the information creatively and shine with light. I've worked with an older group, so I'm more experienced. This is an experience with 20 people in their 20s and 30s. So this is going to be fun because it's going to be all ages, and I'm going to teach metaphysics, I hope, at a level that the youngest person can understand, as well as being relevant to the older people who listen.
Are you going to teach them what the word precedent means?
Yeah, well, that's the key thing. It's like, that's how this unconvention is different. We're not looking for someone who has all the answers. A regular convention, you know, selects a leader, and they go off, foolishly enough, to Washington, D.C. to think they can solve our problems and the world's, and it's like it's like throwing them to the into the fire. But in our convention, it's like a different process. I'm going to say to whoever comes, it's on you. We have to, each of us, represent ourselves, be a model. And that's who a precedent is. They lead the way. They're the first to do something. And they inspire other people. It's like a wave of dominoes when it gets started. If one can, that's what I'm hoping to do, is ignite the movement so it moves around and everybody feels what it is to get along, be together, and be excited and have fun.
Hmm. And they're going to perform. Are they going to perform their dream?
Yeah, they're going to. They'll work with Drew for about probably an hour and a half, and their performance, they're going to come over back to the dance studio and perform, present their manifesto to us elders.
Ah.
And then we have to commit, you know, if we have to commit to helping them realize this dream, this vision. And we can say to them, while you've been putting together your production, we've been looking at the issues that we need to work on and see if we can quickly pin down an issue and talk about it and agree on doing something. It's like the elders will be focusing on the how, and the young people will really be focusing on the wisdom.
Wow.
Presenting the wisdom.
Really...
Pardon me?
This is very exciting. When did you come up with the idea of us for precedent? Because what I hear you saying is that it's about coming from the inside of ourselves and our growing integrity to create the dream, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And where did it all come from? When did you start?
Oh, gosh. It's about 40 years ago, actually.
Wow.
It was after my spiritual training. And it's a play. I like a sense of humor, and I hope that people see us for precedent, the sense of humor in it, because us stands for you and me. It also stands for the United States, and it also stands for a state of oneness, a state of consciousness, a United State. So I have those three meanings in the word us. For precedent is everyone says, are you running for president? And it gives me a chance to say, no, I'd like really to say, hey, I'm running you for president, because that's what it's about. It's like each of us has to seize that moment and focus our consciousness on the goal of practicing getting along with each other, being better friends, and experiencing the oneness in ourselves. And then seeing that oneness in the other, love of self and love of other, is the key to oneness.
That's really amazing. The idea of teaching kids to actually get along and recognize differences, but recognize the oneness, that's a really big deal.
I'm excited by, as I said, this will be the first time I'll be doing this particular kind of teaching, and I have a gut feeling about I know how to do it, and I'm excited to do it.
Tell me this: do you think that children are much more conscious, much more attuned these days? It's awful to make a huge generalization. I realize that. But they seem to be more awake, do they not?
Well, I think they haven't learned to turn off the fun of exploring new ideas, the fun of happiness. And it's like they are gradually introduced to tears and being disappointed, being disciplined, being hurt by our unconsciousness, because our children are everything they learn is a reflection of what they have learned by being with us. They become us.
I kind of am concerned by some of the media influences too, because I think that convinces their brains to be one way or the other, don't you?
I am, and if this isn't a digression, I am, my heart hurts every time I think of the beautiful 14-year-old girl that was just shot in the head by two men because she wanted an education for girls. Mm-hmm. And she spoke on Amy Goodman's program when they had a recording of her at 11. Mm-hmm. What a phenomenal channeling of energy for, we have got to free women and allow them to be students and use their intelligence coupled with their hearts and their caring and sharing to really make a change in the world. This 14-year-old is a martyr. She, even though I was so hurt by that attack on her, she will be the fire, I think, of girls saying, I want to be free. I want to be all that I can be intellectually, and I want to add my heart and caring abilities to the goals.
It was overseas, wasn't it?
In Afghanistan. Two men jumped into the van that was carrying her home from school and shot her in the head and in the neck. And it's not clear whether she's going to survive yet.
And that was because she was blogging, right?
Pardon?
It was because she was blogging.
Yeah.
She was creating a very powerful blog, if I remember correctly.
Well, she was blogging, and she'd already been honored, awarded a peace award, and she was brilliant. I mean, I couldn't believe her maturity, the maturity in her statements at 11 years. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to mention something else that hurt my heart this week, and that was. I think it's the University of Colorado. I may not have the right. It's a university, a state school in Colorado. And Colorado has a law that says you can carry a concealed weapon. And they are having a really heated discussion about whether students on the campus of the university can carry concealed weapons.
Oh, my Lord.
And I'm thinking, this is the craziest thing. This is an institution of higher learning, and they're debating whether their students can carry concealed weapons to class and in the dormitories it blew my heart, my mind. I thought, gosh, we're really crazier than I thought we were.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. Well, let's go back to Sunday. Maybe your kids are going to talk about gun control, because that would be interesting in itself. Are you going to be talking about things that are that earthy, or are you going to be sticking to dreams and, you know, the higher expression?
Well, I probably won't talk about, I was saying this hurt my heart.
Yes.
I don't want to bring up, I'd like, these two very hurtful, ugly incidents then, but I do want to talk about the elders will have a format of four topics that they'll get to choose whether they, it's really neat, I invented a game actually, but the four areas are, who am I? Who are you? Why are we here? And what are we going to do?
Uh-huh.
It's like you, me, family, or you, family, community, and planet be the focus. And you'll go in and you'll pick one of the four areas color-wise, and then say you pick blue. And you're concerned about abortion.
Okay.
You will look for other blue people and see if they will have their issue on their blue sheet of paper. And if they have abortion on theirs, then you have a compadre. And you're going to look for a third person because there's stability in a discussion among three. You have duality among two people discussing. So I'll be asking people to find a third party, a blue person, who is interested in talking about the issue of abortion. Because I chose it right now because it is so controversial. It divides women. And I feel women need to take a united position on the issue of abortion and contraception.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a united front to balance the negativity of religions and men in terms of other people deciding what we do with our own bodies. And we have to base it on the fact that our bodies are divine. So you will, after your threesome talks about your issue, you'll look for some other blue threesomes to see what issue they're working on. So then there'll be a whole group of blues and greens and what other colors did I choose? White and orange. In terms of people will be getting along, they're meeting people they haven't ever worked with or talked to, and they're going to be asked to, from their hearts, say what you really care about and not have very long to do it.
Hmm.
You know, it's going to move. People are going to move from a threesome into their big group of color, of the same color, and then they're going to negotiate what's the issue and what's the action that all the blues are willing to commit to, agree and commit to.
Well, that's
so
going to be very interesting. Real group dynamics, huh?
Well, you know, I've done some things like this, but I'm teaching a process, but I hope people will have fun meeting each other, you know, and not take it so seriously, because we need to respect each other and have some happiness about the fact that we have seen the problem clearly together and agree that doing this will help solve it and make life better. I mean, there's such a sense of satisfaction when you do something that is helpful, of caring and sharing about other people.
And I think there's something else here, too. When you start the young kids in a discussion with people of different ages and make them refer to their own truth, I think that's really, really elevating for kids.
I think it is, too. And
mm-hmm.
I'm finding the most interesting response from 9, 10, 13, and 14, sort of the middle group. And they're pretty excited to say something. And so I'm watching to see how this is going to work. And I have to come on your program again and give a report about
You do. Now, nobody has called in, and I'm going to give you another chance to call in before we say goodbye to Serene. You have a chance to call in at 888. Let me see. The number's right on your screen there, isn't it? 888. Bob's bringing it up for me. But I want people to have a chance to talk to you before we say goodbye. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. I think this is really exciting, Serene.
Well, I do too. It's sort of like I might mention this. You know, I talked about, you know, the convention sends somebody out. They all come together, and then they pick a person, and they say, this person's going to lead us to the promised land. They're going to do it all, and then we're going to continue on our merry way and criticize him if he doesn't get done what we think he should have done or she should have done. There hasn't been a she yet, but maybe. But that's the thing that needs to be replaced. You and I, with cell phones and the computer and the iPods, we can communicate worldwide. We don't have to have a bunch of knuckleheads. Excuse me. That's not my screen.
We don't need a pack,
men,
right?
a bunch of men mainly sitting together fighting over money and power. What we need to do is to look at a different way of distributing the wealth of the world and sharing it. I mean, there's enough for everybody, and food and water and the resources are plentiful. But what's lacking is the human will to commit to being the best person you can be. I mean, there's no excuse, no reason for being a slacker when you see what it's like to be all of who you are in terms of the sacred, divine creation you are. I mean, we're miracles. Mm-hmm. And it's so stupid of us not to say, wow, what an opportunity for all of us to be together on the most beautiful planet in the universe. I'm convinced this is a magical experiment. And I think that Barbara Marx Hubbard has put it really clearly. This is the first time that we can make a conscious decision to reach the oneness consciousness. Mm-hmm. Evolution up till this time has been sort of physical and influenced by environment and DNA and all of this. But this time, it's like each one of us has the opportunity to recognize that we are extraordinary creations and we need to be grateful. And when you realize that and I realize that, then we participate in our life experience in a totally different way.
I love that. But it requires becoming meditative, doesn't it? It requires going inside and really being one with yourself and not in some kind of deep conflict all the time.
And that's what the convention, just that idea you expressed, will be about. Because it, you know, it's not about discussing trees cut down or pollution or blah, blah, you know. Everybody sees all the things that are wrong, and we're overwhelmed by the seeing, really. But what comes first is exactly how you put it, and that I was talking about, and that is the transformation of my consciousness, me looking at me and saying, hey, you know, you need to get rid of this carping voice that always runs you down and tells you you're not good enough, or that people don't like you, or what you did wasn't the right thing. You know, that negative carping that we can do about each other or about ourselves. But when I'm in that carping stage, I see you from where I'm coming from. And this is the biggest step in consciousness, the hardest step, is to take responsibility for what you see. What I see in you comes from where I am coming from.
Yeah.
and you don't exist except in the consciousness I project on you. And if I see you in all your beauty and all your divine potential as a human being, the same as my potential, then we have a love, we have a loving arc from one to the other. And it says, the key way to say it is you love me, not I love you, but you love me. And I can say that because from me comes the view of you being a wonderful, magical, loving person. And if I see it in you, I am supporting you to see it in yourself if you haven't yet.
Wonderful. Well, then you take some love and pass it on, and that wave goes around the planet, right?
That's it. And it's even hard for me to believe, especially about 2 or 3 in the night when I don't know. I think I get visits of Serene, you're foolish. This change is never going to happen. You know, why do you, you know, when you downplay what you know, I know in my heart that it is possible for us. And it will be the first time in the life of human beings on the planet when consciously we can choose to be one family living on one piece of property with resources that support us all, not individuals.
Wonderful.
Nobody owns the planet.
We all do. Well, we all live here. Tell everybody where, and then I'll have to say goodnight and finish off with the show. Tell everybody where it's going to be. And I think they can connect with you on Facebook really easily, can't they?
Yeah, they can. this is where I'm terrible. Let me see.
It's Grandma Says on Facebook, right?
On Facebook, it's Serene Stevenson.
Okay.
On my blog spot, it is Grandma Says actionnow.blogspot.com. I think that's right.
Okay. But Grandma Says, when you Google Grandma Says, you get it. Anyway.
I was going to say, let's review where it's going to be. It's going to be at the Present Studio in Bellingham.
Perfect.
And this street is Prospect Street. I should know the address. And it's
but Bellinghamsters can look it up, right?
Yeah, it's over the where the old Italian restaurant used to be on Prospect Street, and it's a lovely, lovely dance studio and also a children's theater studio.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to be there, and I thank you so much, Serene Stevenson, or Grandma Says, and I know it's going to be very uplifting and bring consciousness to at least a part of Bellingham, if not to some listeners who tune into your Facebook as well.
Well, I say to all you listening, if you're an unconventional, come be together with us and let's transform our consciousness together by having a great time at the unconventional convention.
And we get to laugh.
I hope so.
Thank you so much, Serene, and we'll talk soon.
You're sweet. Thanks for inviting me.
All right. My pleasure. It was fun for all of us. Good night.
Good night.
So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, wow, there's some real action going on out there. And I'm kind of eager to see what the kids are going to do. But also, sometimes the kids have more wisdom than some of the spin that's going on out there. But we won't get into that right now. Remember, one of the most important things that we're learning to do is to hold our vision really strong, keep our hearts open, raise our fields and frequency, and hold the consciousness of universal downloads, which are really getting powerful. So we can make the shift, and we can have a win-win reality for one another. So nobody called in. We're going to be talking at the top of the hour with Jackie Salviti from ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, and this week she's talking about loving yourself enough to work with your shadow. And that's one of the things, isn't it, in this, for example, in this election or in any way of getting along with people or empowering people from the higher consciousness, is that whole thing about recognizing our own, I keep chuckling and calling it the seven deadly sins for those of you who are raised Catholic, but they do kind of resonate with most religions and spiritual practices around the world. Finding out where in yourself you've got the greed that frustrates you, where in yourself you're destructive on the planet, and really move around that stuff. Deal with your own shadow. We all have the killer instinct. We're all competitive to a degree. Deal with it. Bring it up. Feel it. And command total release. Bring it up and don't be ashamed of it or hide from it. It's just the evolution is moving that stuff. I was going to talk a lot about dying today, tonight before I invited Serene to be on instead. But I was going to talk about dying because as we move those things through and as we not conquer our shadow, but as at least we learn to dance with our shadow, we evolve and we live a much richer life inside and outside than we could even imagine. My next week's show is going to be my next week's Paradigm Shifters. It's going to be really quite interesting. It's a woman who, it's written by a woman. I'll just see if I can reach the book here. Here it is. It's called Through Indigo Eyes. It's a novel written by Tara Taylor and Lorna Schultz Nicholson. And it's really a fictionalized story about a girl who grew up becoming more and more psychic and trying not to do that. I don't know how many of you have experienced that, but I sure did. And it's really an interesting story about facing society and being different and trying to be in touch with her true self, her true nature, and where her gifts are. And I go, well, that's kind of an appropriate thing to follow Serene's conversation about the unconventional convention. It's about having to become your true self makes us less competitive and probably, I don't know if I can say this right across the board, but I would wager that it makes us much more creative en masse as well as individually to be really the truth of who you are. There's so much less hiding that we do, so much less deception, so much less competition. So anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, if you have any feedback on this show, or if you want to write to Serene about the unconventional convention with some suggestions or some questions, find Serene Stevenson on Facebook. I'm sure that she'll respond to you or take your questions to the kids and really inspire the kids. Or maybe you can take her example and do it in your own community. It's the right time with a major election coming up. And I want to laugh and go, and you know, no, never mind, I won't make that joke. I was going to make a joke about Halloween, and so Halloween, we're already in our masks, and maybe it's all about putting a mask on and taking a mask off to be true to yourself. So if you have any feedback on this show and suggestions for guests for Paradigm Shifters, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle, but also if you'd like a session with me, and the sessions are getting very exciting and very, very powerful. Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. Any feedback, same address, or Facebook, Veronica Entwistle. Thank you so much for listening, and many, many blessings, and blessings to Serene Stevenson and all the and Drew Robinson and all the wonderful people that are pulling together the Unconventional Convention on Sunday. See you at the top of the hour.